Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I was overhearing this story. Yeah.
Pantuitic?
Yeah, nope. But I was overheard the story of this woman who was going to go to a wedding soon, and her husband couldn't get off work, so she's going to go with a male platonic friend. And it is my understanding that this platonic friendship superseded the time that she has been married with this fella. And I just think it's a little outside the norm for me. And here's the thing: you are allowed kind of guy. I'm pretty laid back. But I just know that Vanessa would have a massive problem with it. And for that reason and that reason only, I would then have a problem if she decided to take a single straight platonic friend of hers to a wedding if I couldn't go. Because I just know that if I tried to do that with a single straight friend of mine who happened to be a woman, it would be, I'd be put in a body bag. All right. Like, there's something about you wouldn't trust me in that situation. Women would not trust men, and so I don't get to trust you in that situation. I'm not going to give
it's
you
not
special
the trust circle
allowances. But the reason why we're bringing this back up is that Andy came into the studio in the break right in between the end of the 4 o'clock hour and the 5 at 5 and said, "How do you feel about taking or going to an ex's wedding and taking your significant other?" And I just don't see a word. So anyways, we say, that doesn't seem like that would be not allowed. Seems like that could be problematic. And he said, "I did that." He took his now wife, Lynn, who was his fiance at the time, to his ex's wedding, and then invited his ex and her new husband to his and Lynn's wedding.
That was I was taken aback by that one.
A little rich for my own blood.
Someone makes me bleed my own blood.
I think maturity is awesome, and I think it is fantastic. But I even inferred, by the way, how serious was the ex? Because we've got serious exes, and then you just had people you kind of dated because you were young and bored, or young and dumb, or, you know.
Like, you could have an ex that you dated for, a year, in college.
Yeah.
And then moved on. But still were friends.
Yeah.
You know, and throughout the years, and that person, heck, maybe you guys even hung out as couples or something.
And this is a great way to put this. There's an ex, and then there's the ex.
Yeah. Like, the one that you were with that didn't make the final cut.
Yeah.
Didn't get the final rose.
That had the most potential, that maybe stung you the worst or stung her the worst, whatever it is. Like, the one that mattered the most to you.
The one that got away.
And I'll be honest with you. I cannot say. Here's the thing. Vanessa has never met any of my exes. And they'd probably try and talk her out of it. But it was probably a good job by me to keep them away from her. But I do know that Vanessa knows the ex name, and I know her the ex name, and I know that if that girl's name comes up, not literally her name, I mean the name of the ex.
Like you're saying that first name.
Yes, and Vanessa
is a trigger.
There's a look in her eye, and mind you, I've not seen the ex since I was 21 years old. Since, like, before I stopped dating Vanessa.
Hit that mic real quick. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's a real common name. Maybe not a real common.
I wouldn't say it's that common.
Really? You can say it. I don't see.
No.
Well, no, we're not. We're not, because I just realized she is going to get Master Pizza right now, and I'm not doing that to myself. But no, yeah.
You just said it would trigger, so that's why I said turn the mic off and tell me the name.
I don't have to say it on the air. But then I was thinking,
it's just you and me talking here.
If she wasn't listening, or if I didn't think there was a good chance that she was listening right now, I would just say the name because I wouldn't be worried about what I'm walking into when I get home. But now I will not do that. But yeah, no, you can't. Andy Roth taking his fiance to the ex's wedding and then inviting the ex to his wedding. That feels like some sort of psychological warfare that I did not know he was capable of. I mean, Andy's a very nice human being. We're not exaggerating that. He is legit a very nice person. You can't tell me that wasn't a little bit of dipped in, you know, what is it, the arrow dipped in dung? Like, this is meant to be lethal? You can't tell me, right?
Man, that I couldn't do that.
Because when it comes to the exes, it's never pure. It never is. There's always a little bit of, but also bleep you.
But also. Bleep you. Man, I don't know. That's, Keith, did you ever do that?
Certain scenarios. I think there's a lot of factors that we don't know about in this.
Okay,
situation.
That's fair. Please point them out.
Like how serious the relationship was. I mean, some people call them exes, but like how far did it really go?
So he said it was as serious as it got.
Then, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit more different than scenarios that I've heard of.
What's the tougher sell, by the way? Is it you and the sell to your fiance of, hey, the ex is getting married this weekend. Would you like to go with me?
I think the one scenario that I could see is if your wife or significant other or whatever situation, if it's male or female, knew that person too. Like if they were friends with them too, if it was in a friend group or something.
Doesn't that make it more complicated if they're...
Well, no, I mean, I'm like in high school, we all dated certain people that maybe our friends dated at a certain time. Like in, as you get older, maybe that happened. But I'm saying like it would be more weird if like your wife wasn't friends with that person too and you dragged her along just because you two remain friends.
You know what? Okay, so now so as you were talking, what unlocked... I actually think, hey, I've said I'm going to go to my ex's wedding. Would you like to come with me? Is actually a safer bet because then she's there and she won't have. But hey, I'm going to invite the ex to our wedding. That feels like a real tough sell. I mean, I don't even know, like, what kind of finesse game does Andy Roth have to pull that kind of thing off? And he's somehow still married to this same wonderful woman all these years. It just blew me away. Like when he said it, one of those things, pulling one of those things off is wildly impressive. Pulling both off, you're Houdini.
Very, very impressive. I was blown away. What's with the eyes, bro?
I was just, you somehow came to the same conclusion that I did and used the exact same words.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm not a...
They were well... It was well said, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you. Smartest thing you've ever heard.
No, it wasn't.
216-474. When you said it or when I said it?
When I said it was the smartest thing I ever heard.
216-474-0092. Would you ever go to the ex's, your the ex's wedding? The kids complicate this. I will say, now they nobody had kids in this scenario when this happened for Andy, but like it does change things if you have kids with the other person. In this case, that was not the one. That's not how this went down. I think it's BDE from Andy Roth, by the way. I think it is big program director energy. I'll say that.
He has 11 points.
Oh, that was That was Mac Robinson that played that, by the way. Would you ever go to your ex's wedding? Would you ever want your ex at your wedding? I'm just going to tell you this. How I Met Your Mother explained in great detail multiple times how none of this is very good. None of these are good ideas. Rodney, welcome to the show, Rodney.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well. What you got for us?
Okay, I'm listening to a topic, but y'all acting like that's, you know, strange, but you're missing the key words, ex and getting married. So you're getting married to your new bride and your ex is there just to see it. Your bride might even want her to see that he's marrying me. And then you got to be secure with yourself. Everybody got to be secure with themselves. That's no big deal. That's just friends. You know, that's ex. I'm getting married.
So you've never gone back with an ex at any point? You've never had a oopsie daisy?
No, listen to what you're saying. You're getting married, though. Your ex is seeing you marrying another woman.
So married people don't cheat, Rodney? I've got a lot of definitive.
You're going to cheat on your wedding day? Come on now.
I've read quite a few penthouse letters that would suggest that that does happen.
I mean, after all, are you talking about a wedding, man? You got to be secure with yourself. So what? She came to see me. Most brides probably want the ex to see that. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think.
He's very comfortable with us.
I don't think. All right. By the way, he went full Allen Iverson. We're talking about weddings. Man, we're talking about marriage. Rodney has a lot more faith in the institution of marriage and our procreational habits as adults. I'm assuming in the case of the ex, it wasn't just like a clean break and he became best friend overnight and there wasn't any sort of boomerang effect at any point in that relationship. Kudos to the, by the way, no woman wants your ex to see you get married because the, is there something there? Outweighs the, hey, look what I got and you didn't get. And by the way, Vanessa might have looked at her and been like, you know what, you really should. I'm out. He's fat. He's not very smart. She would have been smart for doing that. But instead, she loves me. Fool. More. Hopefully, she's not listening. How are we feeling about game six?
Well, I feel great about it.
Have you flip-flopped yet?
In terms of what? Like, I think they're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that earlier, so I just didn't know if you had said earlier you flip-flop a bit. You're a flip-flopper. I just want to make sure we're... Because every time you get a text, I'm like, is somebody trying to sway that? I saw how JP had to sway over you.
I just got a text from Sarah who said that the Cavs aren't going to win tonight. So there we go.
And you didn't flip-flop after it. I think that's a real win.
Nah, I've been on the Cavs all day.
So the funny thing is, a lot of the way I felt about games 4 and 5 of... I did think that game 5 was going to be more competitive. But I didn't know if the Cavs are going to win. I didn't know if those two games in Orlando were going to linger. I didn't know if... Because you just... When you have a team with... Whether it's chemistry issues, whether it's health issues, and there's a... Whether it's fit issues with a couple players on the team, I'm talking about stylistically, the two bigs and the two guards, you just never know how they're going to respond to adversity. And this team did not have time to figure it out during the regular season and clear out their bad habits. So I thought it was going to be a close game in game 5. I just didn't know if it was going to go the Cavs way. And I had a bad feeling about game 4, but I wanted to give them a chance to rebound off game 3. That did not work out. But this is a game who I will admit, like, I think it's going to be another close game. I think both teams have figured each other out. I think the nerves and the BS, I do think that is leveled off to some degree. And I still don't know if the Cavs are going to win, though.
I think it's a coin flip. I do. I think it's going to be close. Like, after game 5... I feel like the Cavs have a little momentum going back to Orlando. I think they understand how there needs to be a sense of urgency for the Cavs because they don't want to extend this to another game.
Yeah, and I will say, I think there is more pressure on the Cavs going into this one than the Magic, mostly because I don't think there's any pressure. I don't think anyone expects the Magic to win this series. I don't think anyone really thinks the Magic should still be in this series. And maybe I'm wrong on that last part, but like I think most of us look at this and go, yeah, this could have been over in five games if you didn't dilly-dally, right? Specifically in game four. I think you had said that earlier. Specifically, game four was the moment where you could have made this quick work, given you were up by nine at halftime. But I think to the specifics to this game, I think there's a little more pressure on you than the Magic because there are a lot of expectations for Cleveland to be to play like the team with the best player and the best players on it. And I think nobody's really expecting much out of Orlando outside of the fact that they're at home and there's an advantage there. If this does go seven, it puts all the pressure on the Cavs. And I think it's immense pressure. I think because you won in game five, the pressure of Donovan's future, the pressure of JB's future, the pressure of what do you do with the two bigs, and not just that, maybe even Kobe Altman. I don't know that it is apparent as it would be is if you were playing tonight to stave off elimination. That being said, you lose tonight, that bill comes collect on Sunday. Whereas if you win tonight and you're playing on Sunday, and by the way, the post-game show with Spencer German will still be on Sunday, whether it's post a Cavs Magic game or whether it's the first game of Cavs and Celtics. So if that's a Game 7 scenario, every single thing of pressure that has been building over 2 years, all that bill, all that gets thrust on the Cavaliers in Game 7. And so either one of these wins, if they were to get either, whether they close it out tonight or if it goes to Game 7 and then they win, either night, you're proving you can play through immense pressure. I wouldn't hate for a team that's already got a lot. I mean, a lot of the future for the next 3 months rides on these next couple games. I would really like it if you could close this out and then the pressure resets. It's a different level. The pressure goes up because it's Boston. The pressure goes up because you start the season or start the series on the road. The pressure goes up because it's the second round of the playoffs. But it would be a little different. You can at least get the relief of the accomplishment of winning the first series post LeBron James.
And I think that's huge. You know, it sort of gets the monkey off the back, so to speak. And then who the hell knows what happens in the Celtics series? I tend to be of the mindset that the Cavs would go into that series with sort of house money, play loose, and see if they can give themselves a chance. I honestly think that winning this first series without LeBron is probably the hardest thing to do, for this team to get over that hump. You know what I mean? It's a challenge.
Yeah, it's so...
This organization has never really won anything outside of LeBron James.
Not in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, even when they had, you know, in like the 80s and 90s, okay, so you're going up against Jordan every year. I mean, you're not winning anything.
Yeah, I mean, you really were spending a lot of your time in the first or second round. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fair, but I think what's interesting about what you just said is I don't...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Know how to quantify how much this game changes thing. Like, it has to, if you can close out, you don't have a road win with this team the last 2 years on the playoffs. So getting this in closing out this series on the road, I have to think means something. I have to think that there is something gained by this team, right? But yet when we talk about it, like we asked Daryl, I was like, okay, if you win tonight on the road, does it change your arithmetic for the Boston series? And he said no, and I think a lot of people would agree with him. And it's wild to me, because it is your first series win as a team. So much of the advantage of winning the series, and then tonight winning the series on the road, my answer is I don't know. Like, could it be the thing that locks everything in place? Could maybe JB see the value, especially if Jared can't play, could maybe JB see the value in going small more going forward? Which offensively it would seem to make a lot of sense. My point is, though, like, instead of saying definitively yes or no, I know there has to be a value at closing it out tonight versus on the road versus closing it out at home on Sunday. I know, but I just don't know. Because the incomplete part of this picture is, well, how do you come out against Boston? And I think that's what's interesting. If you really have a strong performance tonight, you got a short turnaround. Like, that's what's so crazy about how the NBA has kind of packed this. The idea that, like, we've had 3 games between, or 3 days between a good deal of these games. And then the Cavs are going to have the shorter distance from the end of their series to the first game of their next series than Boston will. It's a little wild.
Yeah.
I kind of don't love it. I think it puts the Cavs in a disadvantage to have to go from Orlando today to Boston on Sunday.
So how many days off have the Celtics had now?
Well, I think
will they have?
They would have the extra day, right?
Just one extra day.
Oh, wait, no. They fished out 2 days ago, right?
Nick, it is what it is. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's not fair.
Yeah, they ended their series 2 days ago, so they could be free until Tuesday, conceivably. Yeah. I mean, if the Cavs game goes, or the series goes 7.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They'll have almost a week off.
In any scenario, though, you're only bouncing back to play your next game with 2 games. That feels like a slight advantage to Boston, who already has a fair amount of advantages in the series. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, the Cavs could end up having to play, you know, 5 games in a week.
Yeah. With already being a team that we have questions about. So, but now, I didn't mean to sidetrack the whole conversation. I just think it's so funny that I think for a lot of people, if the Cavs win tonight, we'll be happy, we'll be excited, but a win tonight is not going to change a lot of people's opinion on the Cavs, despite the fact it is significant. I think that's an interesting... I mean, I don't want to say that you're in a no-win situation, because you literally can win, and there is an advantage to make into the next series. But it does feel like everyone is putting, not necessarily win or lose on Boston, but how you would win or lose. And I think that's a really interesting situation for the Cavs to be in. And I actually have a little bit of empathy for them, that I think, and granted, the weekend, having the weekend here is another thing. The weekend's going to bury. You know, like if you won on Sunday, Monday's show would be about Orlando, about the Orlando series. And because it literally would have happened the day before. If you close out tonight and game one for the Boston series is on Sunday, we're going to be talking about the Boston game and a little bit, like a skosh mm-hmm. of, oh, hey, remember that time way in the way back when you beat Orlando? So it almost feels like you're not going to get appropriate credit for it. And I do kind of hate that part of this.
I'm just not worried about that. I mean, appropriate credit?
Yeah, we should. No, and especially me. We've batted this team around a lot, and fairly so. JB has deserved the criticism JB's gotten has not been unfair. And I think anybody trying to spin anything contrary to that is just being that, contrarian. He's had his struggles. It is fair to say that. A better coach would probably have you in a better situation in this series. At the same point, if he achieves the thing he has yet to do as a coach, which is win a series, you got to give some of that credit. By the way, Fedor just tweeted out, Jared Allen is out tonight against Orlando for game six.
That's fantastic news. Or maybe it is good news. I don't know. I just said that like kind of sarcastically, Nick.
I thought you were flip-flopping, and then you flip-flopped on Allen
thing. I told you I'm a flopper.
You are.
Very floppy.
You're flopping around.
Just flopping
around. Like a bass
around.
Out of water right now. Like a busty bass out of water. What do you think about this?
What do you think about this horse?
Injury news. 216-474-0092. Jared Allen is officially out. Multiple reports now coming in. Jared Allen is out for this game six, the potential closeout game for the Cavaliers. And I'll tell you, JB might have just gotten bailed out again. JB, I don't think, had any plans to go small against Orlando. Because at some point, JB decided they're long, they're physical, they're athletic. We can't win if we go small. And then he had to go small. He had to go three shooters and one big in game five. And lo and behold, you won the damn game. Now, granted, at home, it was a close game. But I think this eliminates JB's base urge because JB is a guy who he thinks when he says his rotations, he doesn't just mean I'm going to play seven or eight players. He means he's going to play the same seven or eight players.
Correct.
And he's going to play the same very few rotations, which limit, and at least in the playoffs, it limits your upside. You can play seven to eight guys any given night, but the final two guys you play should change with regularity if you can expose weaknesses in your opposition. I think Orlando showed that they can't hang with you to the same degree when you go small. Mm. And I think this gives you, this is not that Jarrett being out gives you an advantage. This is Jarrett being out makes sure that your coach isn't going to be stubborn and win a way that I don't think is most conducive to winning. JB seems to have, and it's not just JB, the Cavs, the players, want to show everybody how tough they are in the playoffs, and so we're going to play big and we're going to play physical. The problem is, even though you're up 3-2, by the way, even though that's not, you should not be trying to match their strength against your weakness.
Right.
And so tonight, you're putting your strength, which is we're going to go out there and we're going to put a guard with three shooters or both guards can shoot, by the way. But we're going to go ahead and have four shooters out there and Evan Mobley, and it's your job to match it, and then it's Evan's job to match the physicality.
Well, and also, I think playing the small lineup, it gets the ball moving a little bit more.
Yes.
And I also think, Nick, that it creates a sense of urgency and pace that the Cavaliers don't typically play with. A lot of times when I watch them play, it seems like the ball is stagnant, right? And especially when you can't get a bucket, when it's tough to get a bucket,
yeah.
And you're playing with the big lineup, like, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of a frustrating offense to watch.
So it should be noted, Gary Harris is also out for Orlando, and Jonathan Isaac returns to the starting lineup for Orlando in Harris's place. I do wonder if that is in relation to wondering if the Cavs are going to go small, that putting Isaac in there is maybe an attempt. I'll tell you this, though. I don't think the Magic have a lot of pressure going immediately into the game. You can put pressure on them early by getting some easy buckets, and that's what I think is the only advantage you have when Jarrett's out there. Mm. Because JB will play the two bigs together. You take one of those guys off the court, we've seen the ball move. And not just that, there's a huge correlation for this team, and it's a significant correlation with most teams. There's a huge correlation between quality of the shot that they're taking and how that ball is flowing. And so I think if you start out small and you're firing away three-pointers, it's the thing Orlando hasn't seen. Yes, listen, you were incredibly competitive in the first half in game four. But if you put that pressure on them, I think it's a little different if you're putting that pressure on them when it comes to the lineup that you're using and getting that ball moving. And then all of a sudden, maybe, just maybe, you can swing some of that power, some of that pressure, some of that momentum into your favor, and then it's on them to see what they do in response. But I will say the only thing, being without Jared concerns me. It should. He was your most consistent player through four games. But one of the other big things that does concern me is now Jamal Mosley has had a game to plan for the small lineup, and let's see what the response is. Maybe Jonathan Isaac is a part of that. And, oh, by the way, also probably a pretty good point that we don't think Jared Allen's bruised ribs are just bruised ribs. That's another thing to call back from earlier this
week.
Joe Vardon said it. It's two games for bruised ribs. It feels a little...
Well, and if you ask Andy Baskin, man, he's got takes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.